Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you wouldn't think that having Chablis for breakfast would be the foundation for a healthy diet, and you'd be right. However, in the 1970s, Vogue magazine touted breakfast wine, along with other measures, as a guaranteed weight loss plan. 5 pounds in 72 hours. The journalist Sibylla Hart gave it a spin, and when she sobered up, wrote about the results in the Daily Mail. Sibylla, good afternoon to you.
Oh, hi there.
So run us through, what was the, was it the same thing every day you had to consume, or could it be varied from day to day?
No, it has to be the same thing. The Vogue diet starts in the morning with a cup of black coffee, one hard-boiled egg and a glass of Chablis. Exactly the same thing for lunch. And then in the evening, you swap your egg for some steak. So you have no fibre at all, and your only carbohydrate is the wine.
So so in the evening, it's just the steak that you have? Do you have vegetables with it or anything?
No, you can't do anything like that. You just have to, you can drizzle a little bit of lemon on it and some black pepper, but no, you can't have any vegetables at all.
My word. And was it prescriptive that it had to be Chablis? Could it be any other sort of white wine?
It's meant to be Chablis.
Okay.
It's meant to be.
Yeah. maybe it was just that was fashionable in the 70s.
Yeah. Now, it's a bit of a retro white wine, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is, really. And under the terms of this, did Vogue say you will lose this much weight in this amount of time? Did they? Was there almost guarantees going along with this?
Yes, exactly. Well, you're meant to lose 5 pounds in 3 days, and that is what I lost. So it's bang on. I mean, a lot of people have said, is this just water retention? But I mean, who knows? I mean, you definitely lose the 5 pounds.
Right. OK. Now, after the first day, does it feel like it was a fun day? I mean, how did you feel, you know, in yourself?
Yeah, so I say in my article, I mean, I was very bullish, you know, to start with. And I said to my husband, oh, this is going to be a, you know, excuse the pun, a piece of cake. He said, oh, I'm not sure about this. I think, you know, you might find this really hard. You really like granola for breakfast. You eat a lot of sugar. You're going to find this really hard. And I said, oh, nonsense, going to be fine. First day, absolutely fine. Second day, not so good. And third day is nothing short of awful.
Describe the awfulness. Was it your
right.
body was crying out for things?
Yeah, so your body basically starts crying out, calling for sugar. After 32 hours, it becomes basically unmanageable. I had tingly legs. I felt fluey. I felt really sick. Of course, bear in mind, you're not eating any fiber. So, you know, you're feeling pretty bunged up. I had to go and sort of have a hot bath and put one of my children's bath bombs in it, just to have something sweet to smell. And you can't do much that, you know, second evening and the third day you are essentially incapacitated.
Oh dear! So like for the rest of the 5 days, could you operate really?
Well, no, it's not 5 days. So it's actually it takes place over 3 days.
Oh, sorry, excuse me. Yes.
Three days. But interestingly, so I was asked to do this by the Daily Mail, but I actually looked into it, obviously, as I was writing my article. And I mean, normally, so back in the 70s, this was done over a weekend so that people could feel a little bit woozy, you know, at the weekend, which is how it makes you feel. So I was quite surprised, really, that it would drag on, you know, that someone would ask me to do it over 3 days. But I think 2 days is ample. I don't think you want to do it for any more than 2 days. I think the third day is there's no point, and you're feeling so ghastly by that point that, you know, I wouldn't recommend doing it for the 3 days.
Yeah. I assume that it sounds kind of a bit dangerous.
Yeah. So we did speak to nutritionists about it, and they said, look, there's going to be, you know, nothing bad's going to happen to you. It's just you're not feeling great because we all eat so much more sugar than we think. And of course, the only sugar or carbohydrate, same thing, I think, that's keeping you going is the wine. And of course, that's not ideal because that's dehydrating and making you feel drunk and you're drinking a bottle a day. But it's not dangerous. interestingly, my cholesterol, because I had blood tests before and after, which was awful because I have terrible veins, but my cholesterol went down on the diet and so did my glucose levels. So you know, it's not unhealthy. It's just that I think we're all so much more sugar dependent than we realise.
Yeah. And so you lost the 5 pounds that they that they predicted.
Yeah, and put it all straight back on as I started, you know, eating again normally.
Yeah, that's the thing, because it sounds very 1970s, like here's a crash diet so you can fit into a dress for an event kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And also, as I said earlier to your producer, you can actually feel your body losing weight, which is quite strange. You can sort of sense it as it's happening.
What was the first thing you wanted to eat as soon as you were finished the diet?
Oh, some toast with blueberry jam on it and a nice cup of sugary tea.
Yeah.
That was what I really... I just wanted sugar. That was and chocolate. Yeah, it was not great, to be honest. And we did it in the... I did it in the school holidays. Oh, so...
Well, probably your local off licence was pleased by it anyway, at your regular attendance. Sibylla, thank you very much for talking to us today. That was Sibylla Hart there. She's a freelance journalist, and that piece was in the Daily Mail.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.